This lady friend of mine asked me, when a man is handsome, educated, I think she said edumacated, he has a good job and a house and he has a nice car. And my friend goes on and she asks me, why is he single? What could possibly be the problem? Well, I think you know me. But do we ever really know someone? Anyway, I immediately went into storytelling mode. And as always with my rantings and ravings and writings, I have to do this disclaimer. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. And innocent until proven guilty is the law. Anyway, back to the story. It made me think about this one fella that once married a girl, and he loved her, and he believed that she would love him, and he believed that she would be faithful, and it would be a forever thing. They agreed in front of friends and family and a preacher, until death do us part. They made a deal. But that's not how it worked out. And my friend said, because she ain't dead yet. Because she ain't dead yet. And he believes that killing her is probably a bad idea. So my friend will remain single. And therein lies the rub. I will digress. I will quote some Shakespeare. In Shakespeare's Hamlet, Hamlet is considering suicide over a woman. Hamlet says, to sleep perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come. What dreams may come indeed, my friends. I admit, once upon a time, I almost killed myself. There's a movie, Robin Williams. Watch the movie, What Dreams May Come. And you may know then what I mean by that. What dreams may come. And therein lies the rub. Moving on. I'm going to try to make this story a little bit more interesting because my friend, when this lady asked me this. So my friend had decided in his mid-30s that he would like to find a life partner who was okay with being dinks. That was, that's a long time ago, early 90s. Dual income, no kids, dinks. And he wished to have a partner who would enjoy traveling and experiencing life, them together. I mean, the good, the bad, and the ugly. He was all in. But he chose the wrong girl. He did. And he began to think that he should have, way back in 89, he had met this girl. He should have held on to that beautiful but quiet and faithful girl that he had danced with on her birthday at the request of her girlfriend. It was her birthday, and her girlfriend says, hey, would you dance with my girlfriend? And I said, oh, that wasn't me. Anyway, this guy had never met this girl before, but he saw her and he danced with her. And his life was crazy, and she was not crazy. She was not the crazy kind of girl that he was used to being with and being used by. And so, sadly, he let that beautiful, quiet girl slip by, not knowing the amazing person, the amazing soul she was. So this guy, after many, many years, 24 years, he got married and then he got divorced. And 20, a quarter of a century, basically. The one that he had let slip away, that quiet small town girl who was not a drama queen, who had always lived a good life, and she was and always will be beautiful, I mean, inside and out. This girl came back into his life. And one of the first things that she said was, "There are no co-inky dinks." She said, "No co-inky dinks." Well, this fella, realizing that he cannot change the past, he understood. He can only hope and pray to learn from the past. Can't change the past. And now, so now, he loves that small town girl with all his might. I'm told that they have no wedding plans, but it is obvious that their bond is deeply spiritual and faithful and committed. Their happiness and togetherness and love and respect for each other, it's a joy to witness. I hope you like my story. Oh, and the prologue. Because I got to thinking after I wrote this down. I got to thinking about, so this girl that asked me the question, why is this guy single? And don't you just love Facebook? I do. I just love Facebook. So I looked up her status, you know. So she's been through 3 marriages. Ouch. One marriage, that kind of rhymes with triage. One marriage was enough for me. LTKFC. I just made up that right there, but I got to laugh to keep from crying. I very much enjoy writing for soap operas, but I do not want to live them anymore. I get it. I've had more than my share of drama in my travels and travails. Turn the page. I had another friend weigh in on this story, and she said, I wish I had your talent for storytelling. She said, I once had a guy ask me, what's wrong with you? You are attractive, smart, and seem to have your life together. She explained to him, I have allergies. I was allergic to drama and stupid lines, and while speaking to him, I felt a case of the hives coming on, she said. I do have her permission to quote that, and I must admit, I could not have said it better. So thank you for listening, my friends. Blessed be.